that is due to come in a few days from now, which we see and hear about on television and everywhere else. Now, what is the name of that festival? Valentine's Day. I want to talk to you about that. Alhamdulillah, at least these kids don't know what this festival is. Good news, I think. You know, there's a saying in English, they say, imitation is the most sincere form of praise. And I add to that and I say that imitation is the surest sign of mental slavery. So what is Valentine's Day? I did some research, you know, Google knows everything. So I checked with Google. Now, this is what I found in Google. Google says, in ancient Rome, February the 14th was a holiday to honor Juno, the queen of Roman gods and goddesses. And the feast of Lupercalia started the next day. During these times, now listen carefully, this is about ancient Rome. During this time, boys and girls were segregated. There was parda. Why? Because it is the fitra of the human being to be decent. But that's bad news. You don't want that, right? So what did they do? So however, there was a custom where young people began on the eve of the festival of Lupercalia. Girls' names were written on pieces of paper and inserted into jars, and each boy then drew a girl's name from the jar, and they were partners throughout the festival. So Lupercalia was a feast to a heathen god. Pastors and priests of the early Christian church did away with the pagan custom. And how did they do that? The usual form of Christianity. First you oppose, and when you can't oppose, you succumb. So they opposed, and when they couldn't oppose, they succumbed, and they changed the name and they called it Saint Valentine's Day. And that is the festival. Now, alhamdulillah, we know all the Islamic reasons why celebrating Valentine's Day is haram. And why all the actions that are associated with it, which is contacting and being alone with boys and girls, non-mahram, flirting, having boyfriends, chatting on the internet with girls and boys that you don't know, having boyfriends and girlfriends, carrying on romances directly or on the internet and so on, are all haram. We all know this. I think anybody today, any Muslim who can read and write and who has access to the internet knows all this. They cannot claim that they are ignorant enough not even to know what is haram and halal. So if they are doing that, they are doing it despite knowing that it is haram. It's not a matter of doubt. So why does it happen? I want to tell you why I think it happens. Why does this festival of Shaitan, how has it come to be and how is it becoming more and more part of our, especially the affluent Muslim community? I want you to listen carefully. I call this the thin edge of the wedge. The thin edge of the wedge. You know what a wedge is? A wedge is a triangular, it's like a pyramid. So it's a solid triangular piece of wood. It has a thin edge and it expands and becomes broad. When they are cutting a tree, a huge tree, you can't just cut it like that. It doesn't fall, it doesn't cut. So what do? They make a small slit and they hammer this wedge into it. So the thin edge goes in easily and then they hammer it until it expands, and as it keeps expanding, it cuts down the whole tree. And I call this the thin edge of the wedge. So what did they do? They used good words. They used good words to introduce thoughts into our mind. And then they took the good word and gave it a very different definition. For example, they used the word freedom. How many of you are against freedom? What would you say to me if I said freedom is a bad thing? Would you agree? Is freedom a good thing or a bad thing? Good thing. The fight for freedom is a good fight. So when they said freedom, we thought nothing of it. We said it is wonderful. And they said, freedom. You said freedom to do whatever they want. Freedom, people must be free. Young people should be free. They should be free to do whatever they want. They should be free to express themselves. Listen to the words. They should be free to express themselves. They must have space. Yes? You heard all these words, right? But you know what? We should have asked some questions. We should have said, freedom to do whatever you want. Well, what is that? What is that, whatever you want? To do what? We should have asked, what does express themselves mean? We should have asked, what is the meaning of this space you are talking about? What space? Then, if we had asked these questions and if we had used our eyes and ears, we would have discovered what the real definition of freedom, as they defined it, is. And you know what that definition is? Freedom from all restraint, from all rules of decency, freedom from all that holds the fabric of moral society together, freedom from social and moral responsibility. Then when you say all these things, you will say, well, you know what, isn't that what we used to call anarchy? And what did they tell us? They said, yes. But then, you know, these are your old, quaint, middle-class, frankly embarrassing, backward values. High time you jettisoned all this crap. High time you jettisoned all this baggage. And join mainstream modern society in the global village. That's the answer you would have got. So now you've got a choice. Do you want to be defined as an old-fashioned, backward chap or chappy who doesn't want to integrate with modern society? Is that a definition you want to like for yourself? But you know, if you get used to the idea of living by other people's definitions for yourself, then you are already a slave. Then you are already a slave. They forgot to tell us also that the global village has a dominant culture, and that is the culture of consumerism, the culture of consumption, the culture of self-indulgence, with the only limit being the spending power of your credit card. Notice, not your wallet. Your wallet doesn't matter anymore. The money in the pocket doesn't matter anymore. The money in the bank doesn't matter anymore. All that matters is your credit worthiness and your credit limit. They forgot to tell us that no matter what your credit limit is, one day you have to pay for what you buy. The whole of America discovered it recently. The whole of Europe discovered it recently. That what you buy, you have to pay for. May not be today, but definitely tomorrow. And I notice I'm not even talking about the actual payment, the actual accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a different matter. You end up having to pay in this world itself. They forgot to tell us that in the process of creating this society, this great modern free society of the global village, it was necessary to create a high degree of irresponsibility. A sense that only I matter. And the rest of the world can go to hell. I don't care. I don't care. Me. I. I'm the only thing which matters. And the rest of the world can go to hell. Each man for himself and each woman for herself, and the devil takes the last. Remember all these muhaveras of the English language? You know, in this kind of society, family is a bad word. Family is a six-letter word. We know about four-letter words, right? Well, there are words of other kinds, the six-letter words. And there's a 14-letter word which is even worse than that, which is responsibility. Count the number of letters. Because in a society where you want to promote irresponsibility, responsibility is a curse. And you know why? You know why family is a bad word? And you know why responsibility is a bad word? And you know why responsible people are bad news? Because responsible people save. They save. What they earn, they save. They don't spend. They conserve. They don't waste. They become sedate. They don't follow fads and trends. They don't change cars, they don't change refrigerators, they don't change shoes and socks and shirts and whatever else. Unless there is a material reason to do that. Responsible people don't support consumerism, and responsible people are bad news. So the family must be destroyed. Clearly. The family is bad news, so therefore, break up families. Families are bad news. Now, how do you break up families? To break up families, you have to encourage promiscuity and immorality, because as long as there is responsibility and as long as there is morality, families will be supported. So you want to break up a family, you have to encourage promiscuity and immorality. But you can't call it that. You can't say, well, you know what, my aim is to encourage immorality. People will throw you out. So what do? You invent another word. And what's that word? Another nice word. Adult consent. Good phrase. Adult consent. You invent this good word. Remember what the invention of freedom and space and so on, what that did? I'll give you another one. Adult consent. Now, what's wrong with being adult? Isn't that what you tell all these kids? You say, man, grow up, become an adult. So now the kid is an adult. So that's good news. I mean, he's doing what you told him to do. You asked him to become an adult, he became an adult. So adults, being an adult is what? It's being able and having the freedom to take decisions about your own life without anyone else having the right to interfere. Right? If two adults want to do something, who is anyone else, whether it is society or the law or religion or anyone else, to dictate what they should do? They are adults in a free society. They want to do something. Who are you to say I can do this and I can't do that? The whole point of being an adult is that I have the right to do whatever I want. So now you are seeking to curtail my what? Freedom. Now what do you call somebody who wants to curtail somebody else's freedom? You call him an oppressor. You call him a dictator. Yes? See the thin edge of the wedge? See the power of language? To change thoughts and minds and cultures and ideals and values and society? So adult consent came into being because the opposite of freedom is oppression, and oppression is a bad thing, right? Now, to take the fight for freedom to its next stage, and that is to define who is an adult. So adult age of consent used to be 21 years, then they said, no, this is too long. Too old. People mature long before that. So he said, bring it down. He said, let's have it 18. He said, no, that's also too old. So let's make it 16. The typical 16-year-old, eh? If I wasn't standing here, I'd describe that to you in great detail. So, if you are an adult at 16, then you should be given the right to exercise your freedom. How do they promote and make promiscuity acceptable in a society that insists on decency and morality? How do you make promiscuity acceptable in a society which insists on decency and morality? So you know what they did? They invented another good word. What is that word? Love. Man, what's more beautiful than love? Some said, God is love. But you know the real four-letter word behind that love, which was hidden, and if you have what I think you have in your mind, go watch that. That four-letter word is also starts with an L. Yes, lust. Now, how do you promote this? How do you promote this? You gotta take your hats and turbans off to these guys. These guys have got brain. SubhanAllah, we've lost all our intelligence. The agents of shaitan have more brain. How do you promote lust? Make a festival of it. Make a festival of it. Call it Valentine's Day. So what's the harm in it? They say, what's the harm in this thing? It's only little boys and girls. Yeah, your definition of little, I mean, whatever little is. Some are not so little. Some are not so little, so that at the end of after Valentine's Day, some more little ones happen. So little boys and girls are expressing their love for each other. They're only sending flowers, you know, what's wrong with that? But remember, originally even Christian clergy opposed it, but then they succumbed. Now what's the real agenda behind Valentine's Day? You know, I always talk about focus. Focus on one thing. Learn from the enemies if you can't learn from your friends. What is their focus? Their focus is consumerism. Period. They don't care about anything else. Everything else is designed to promote consumerism. So now, Valentine's Day is to promote the consumerist culture, the real agenda. Give people reasons to spend more and more. Let them express love. Buy flowers, buy this, buy fruits, buy whatever. And then of course, since you are using this beautiful word love, what does that make those who say this is haram? What does it make them look like? What do you call them? You call them killjoy mullahs. That's the best one. You know, the best name for them is the killjoy mullah. Yavar Beg, killjoy mullah, who says Valentine's Day is haram. Say it loudly because I want you to be my witness on the day of judgment, inshallah, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the worst that you can say? Islamist, terrorist, retarded, backward, oppressive. You invent as many names as you want. Now what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us about these festivals of shaitan? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about the festivals of shaitan, and what does shaitan do specifically? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhan nasu kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba wa la tattabi'u khutuwati ash-shaytan innahu lakum aduwwun mubin innama ya'murukum bis-su'i wal fahsha وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. There are many other ayats on the same theme, but basically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O mankind, eat and use that which is lawful and good, halalan tayyiba, clean, on the earth, and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Verily, he is to you an open enemy. What does he do? Shaitan commands you only what is evil and shameful, fahsha. And that you should say against Allah what you know not. People freely distribute fatwas about how everything halal is actually haram. Allah warned us against that. So how do you make promiscuity acceptable in a society that insists on decency and morality? Another excellent way, thin edge of the wedge. Another excellent and very powerful way is through advertisements, serials, movies, television. Bollywood and Hollywood and all the commercial product and service advertisements do a cardinal job, supreme job of chipping away at the bastions of social morals until what was unmentionable a decade ago becomes fashionable in this decade. See the shift. We call it entertainment. We call it being progressive. We call it being moderate. We call it chic. And those who don't subscribe are squares. They are a stick in the mud. They are wet blankets. And that's the thin edge of the wedge. Once it gets into the doorway, the rest is inevitable. It's only a matter of time. So we thought nothing of a biscuit advertisement that showed a scantily dressed woman lounging languidly on a couch. They're selling biscuits. We thought nothing of an ice cream advertisement which showed a woman holding a stick of ice cream and licking it. And I won't tell you what that reminded you of. If it didn't remind you of that, then probably something is wrong with Allah. We thought nothing of a pocket PC ad that focused more on the curve of the buttock supporting the pocket than on the PC. And all the while we comforted ourselves with the thought that all of these are only billboards and featuring some women, and those women, after all, I don't even know them personally, and they are not related to me, and so on. And we made all these excuses. We said, how can this hurt us? It's okay, this is the modern world. Then what happened? We did not see, or we chose not to see, the real agenda. What's the real agenda? Social engineering. Social engineering. Changing the standards of society. Changing what is acceptable and what is not. Changing what is considered taboo and what is not. Moving something from unthinkable to aspirational. Think about that, the shift. It's not as acceptable, aspirational. At one time it was something you wouldn't touch with a 10-foot barge pole. If somebody talked about that, you cursed him. You said, ka sharam nahi hai, haya nahi apni beti ko, apni biwi ko le jaake, iske naachne wali bana diya, biwi ko, beti ko, bazaar mein bech raha, bazaar mein dikha raha, kidhar gaya, wo sab budde mar gaye, bolne wale. Aaj kya ho raha? From unthinkable, aspirational. You did not think it could be done, did you? But just look at the way advertising and films have changed over the last 3 decades, and you will see how things that our parents' generation would have had a heart attack to see don't even attract a comment from us. We don't even talk about it anymore. We've got used to that. But ask, why do you need a woman's naked body to sell ice cream? Isn't that oppression? Isn't that oppression of women? So what did they tell us? They said, no, that's not oppression of women. You see, she is doing it of her own free will. Just like playing tennis in a microskirt, wearing a burqa is oppression. Hijab is oppression. So then you, of course, you say, well, you know what, she is wearing a burqa of her own free will. They say, no, that's not possible. Burqa is not religion, burqa is oppression. If you don't believe me, ask Sarkozy. So burqa must be banned. So you say, well, you know what? Forcing people to take clothes off is as much oppression as forcing them to put them on, isn't it? They say, you know what? You can't understand. You can't understand. There's no point in arguing with you. You can't understand. But you know what also? It doesn't matter if you don't understand, because you don't matter. You don't matter. You're too old-fashioned and too out of date. We watched, my brothers and sisters, we watched, and if we continue to watch, may Allah give us some sense. We watched premarital and extramarital relationship scenes in movies in the name of storyline, and we marveled at the acting skill of the actors. Kya achi acting kara bhai bolte. Until suddenly, one day our children were the actors. And it was not a movie anymore. It was not a movie anymore. When we watched the movie, we never thought that similar things will happen in our own homes. But tell me, weren't we accepting the new world order when we paid to watch the movie? Was it not we who told our children that premarital or extramarital sex was okay when we watched the movie together as a family? Was it not we who gave our children the message that our morals had changed and that it was no longer necessary for them to take us as role models, but instead it was okay for them to take the actors and actresses as worthy of emulation? Did we not give this message? Don't we know that people do not listen with their ears? Don't we know that people listen with their eyes? People don't listen with their ears, people listen with their eyes. They believe and they do what they see, not what they are told. Then came television and the lovely serials, each one ending on a day on a note of suspense that ensured that we watched what happened the next day. Bold and beautiful. Which may have been bold, but was certainly not beautiful. Relationships of men and women, which eventually got so confused that this woman who used to be the wife of the father one day became the wife of the son. And simultaneously she was having an affair with somebody else. What freedom! Brilliant! What freedom! And where was all this happening? This was happening in homes where women were in parda. Extramarital relationships were displayed and watched with great interest, with full details, completely without shame. Why? Because of course we believed that it couldn't happen to us. And what we were watching was only acting. And for those of us who were the watchers exclusively of National Geographic, cricket, football, talk shows, Animal Planet, or the news, what did we have? Commercials. What did we have? In the breaks of the matches, we had monkeys dancing on the field. You call them what? Cheerleaders. Monkeys dancing on the field. Pushing the boundaries of desire. Pushing the boundaries of daring. What does the sports page in Deccan Chronicle tell you at the back? It's not a sports page anymore. It's a page about the affairs of sports people. It tells you which footballer, it doesn't tell you how many goals he scored. It tells you that he ran through the streets of Argentina naked. This is sports news. Because it's news made by a sports person. How many letters of protest to the editor have you seen in the same Deccan Chronicle about this? You understand what I'm saying about things becoming acceptable? Pushing the boundaries of desire, challenging norms, making the impossible possible. Once again, think of the words. Challenging norms, make the impossible possible. Sounds like a good thing or a bad thing? Good thing. Brilliant. That's the whole spirit of entrepreneurship. The whole spirit of leadership is to make the impossible possible, yeah? But once again, as I told you, thin edge of the wedge. The word is the same, the definition is not. The thin edge of the wedge, my brothers and sisters, was inserted in the doorway and had very effectively worked its way in. The door was now wide open. So now we go the whole hog. And what's that? Homosexuality. And you thought, before you start screaming stop and all that, it's all about freedom, see? It's adult consent. And about who's an adult. And remember, you agreed with all of these concepts before that. You agreed that freedom is a good thing. You agreed that adult consent is a good thing. You agreed that a person becomes an adult at 16. You agreed that to follow the norms of society as depicted by actors and actresses and to reject the norms depicted by ulama and by the parents was okay. You agreed to all of this. So were you not right in the forefront fighting for the freedom of society with those people? Were you not there? I mean, you were too stupid to understand what you were doing. That's your problem. That's not their problem. You are right there with them. So now what do? They push you aside. They say, goodbye, old chap. It's our world now. And my brothers and sisters, if you don't believe me, ask your children. Ask your children. In Washington, in 1993, in the Washington Gay Parade, they chanted and carried placards. And you know what the chant was and what the placards had written on them? They said, "We are here, we are queer, and we are coming after your children." You say it's not natural, right? You say homosexuality is not natural. Neither is ice cream. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.